Why this house is important to me. The last two words of this phrase got lost on the poster, but it's why this house is important to me. You will know that this address are my thoughts, and only I am to blame if they cause offense. My first wife, Carmel, brought me in here. She had been confused and upset by the Twin Tower explosions around 9/11 in 2001. And by the anti-West violence, and by the aggression of the West against Iraq and South America and other places. She was chatting with Chris Hudson, a former member here, and now a minister in Northern Ireland, and he recommended to her that the attitude of this church may very well help. She had been coming here for a few Sundays and enjoyed it, and then she suggested that I might come along. "You'd like it," she said. At the first service I attended, Bill Darlison welcomed everyone here, particularly strangers, and he described the variety of attendees here that day, from very different religious backgrounds, including some practicing Catholics and Protestants, some non-practicing people, some atheists, and some don't-knows. He explained Paddy McIlroy's sculpture over here, showing the emblems of maybe 15 religions sitting happily together and representing the all-together attitude of this church. I was won over. It was so important to me to be part of an open group of people of all colours and shapes and makes. It is not easy to describe the focus or thrust of this organisation or what gets done or what will get done. After trying to give a title to its focus for some time, I have recently come up with the idea that the focus of this church is kindness. I'm proud that love is the doctrine of this church and the quest of truth is its sacrament. I also think that we very much do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This elaborates on our attitudes of equality and humility and inclusivity. We have been introduced here to other faiths and faith leaders, such as the Dalai Lama. He says, "My religion is very simple. My religion is kindness." And he also said, as one of 7 billion people in the world, everyone has a responsibility to develop a happier world. We need greater concern for the well-being of others. In other words, kindness and generosity. Gandhi said, "The very first step in non-violence is that we cultivate in our daily life between ourselves truthfulness, humility, tolerance, and loving kindness." It is difficult to describe the pattern of services led by Bill Darlison and then by Bridget and then the number of visiting elders and our own members and visitors. And I've been here for some outstanding addresses. Often they would take on stories originating in the various scriptures of Muslim, Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, American Indian, and others. Speakers sometimes share their spiritual journey with us, how they pray, how they meditate and get by. They can encourage us to live an authentic and responsible life. Maybe the pattern of addresses here can be named The Art of Living, a name taken from the book written by Vietnamese monk Thich Nhat Hanh. I'm very proud to be supporting this church, which was instituted by our in Unitarian forebears from Strand Street and Temple Bar, etc., since the 1800s, as Rory Delaney has shared some of their history with us. And I'm proud of the huge commitment from a small congregation then that we inherit this very fine premises and this very fine institution. Unitarians back then were persecuted by church and state establishment and pressed to support current Christian philosophies such as the Trinity. They fought hard to leave us with this independent forum for free speech and religious practice. We have a loose association with other Unitarian and similar churches, But we effectively stand alone in a democracy. I think coming into this church is a bit like coming into a forest with its quiet, comfort, stillness, and shelter, where we are welcome in to new insights and discoveries. We have the opportunity in here to discuss the ways of the world from a moral point of view, but we cannot hope to have any important influence to make an impact. We can live our lives well with kindness and generosity. Martin Luther King said, "There is no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end." Most of us grew up with some moral guidance and background from schools and churches. Recent times have seen church institutions become disrespected through their failings on many issues in matters of sex, democracy, power, gender, and then losing that moral influence, and I think at great loss to our societies. Politicians and world leaders in recent times also seem much less principled in caring for the common man and smaller societies, and with regard to sharing wealth and resources, and making little effort to deal with global warming and the looming crises that brings. We have seen recently how one of the greatest nations has adopted the motto, "Make America Great Again," blatantly favouring the rich and powerful at the expense of poorer races and societies. Are not the world's superpowers charged with creating peace and progress for all? This leaves me feeling very apprehensive about the future for our children and for our grandchildren in particular. That this house focuses on kindness and generosity and living an authentic and responsible life is such a happy escape from ugly world politics. In contrast to those worries, every Sunday, the children's stories draw us into a fairy tale world, expressing optimism of good over bad and encouraging youth. I can understand these tales. I can believe them. And I laugh with them. And I also can be encouraged to go and save the world. And that the services includes for one of us to read a story or a poem, or for all of us to belt out hymns, making each of us an active part in the life of this group, surprising us and engaging us and uplifting us as we go. The church has been a splendid host to wedding ceremonies for gay and straight weddings, where the married couple can shape the ceremony with our minister, treasuring their important day. Maureen and I were married here in this place, and our families are charmed by the service and the place. The marriage is still holding. The christening service treasured the infant who would be without sin or without blemish and encourages the infant to mind our world for us in due course. The funeral services have been a particular strength, so caring of the bereaved and of the family and friends, and where friends can express their loss and feel that we have respected and honoured the departed one. In all of these, Bridget and her assistants have been giving amazing support. It took some time for me to commit to going for coffee after the service. It is probably normal that there are feelings of fear and shyness to join that many of us feel. But I really enjoy being amongst friends where we were happy to share moments of chat and empathy and friendly connection with no ulterior motive, and extending the kindness for a little longer. Amen.